About It Show live on Planet FM 104.6. And today we are super excited to have our guest, Rangitai, speak all about her beautiful journey and life. She's here doing health and well-being. She's here speaking more about what she does in the community, but she's got so many things that she's doing in her own life that is inspiring to our community out there in Auckland, Tamaki Makaurau, but also New Zealand as a whole. A massive kia ora to you, my sister. And we just can't wait to get into the story, you know, the story. And if you are tuning in right now, this is all about your voice, bringing out the invisible stories of our community here in Tamaki Makaurau. And Rangitai has got a story for you all. So stay put, get excited, because our beautiful queen is here to speak more about her story. Kia ora, everyone, and kia ora. Yes, welcome back to the Be About It show. Rangi is in the studio to speak more about her incredible story. We've been wanting to bring her into the studio for a really long time now, but we had to plan, prep, get everything together before she comes into the studio, and she is here. Welcome to the show. How are we feeling, Rangi?
I'm feeling amazing. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm really excited to share my story and hopes it inspires other women who are going through the same struggles as me. So yeah, glad to be on the show.
I love it. And before we get into the show, we're already on live and air to Auckland, which is exciting. I just wanted to highlight the many things you have done in your beautiful journey. You've been a beautiful mother. Mm-hmm. You are a provider for your family. You're a wifey as well. Mm-hmm. But also you are running your own business, and you do a little bit of fashion and health and well-being on the side. So entrepreneurship is something that's growing in your journey. And I wanted to just highlight that, and also how you've come through your journey of being you and being Rangi. And I read your story, your bio that you sent through earlier last week and also this coming week as well. And the started from the bottom really hit me when you read that. And I wanted you to speak about it. You know, how did it come into light for you, starting from the bottom and reaching to the success that you are going through right now?
So kia ora, everyone. So my name is Rangitai Tangiroine. I was born and raised Rarotonga Cook Islands, from a tiny village on the eastern side called Matavera. I am a proud Polynesian mama, and my story is one of struggle, growth, and finding purpose. So I came a mother as a teenager. And that journey kind of like shaped me into ways I could never imagined. So life wasn't easy. There were seasons of fear, of pain, and not knowing who I was or how I would move forward. But I stand here and I sit here today because every setback became a lesson. Every struggle built my resilience, and every chapter kind of like brought me closer to the woman I was meant to be. So my inspiration really came from reaching rock bottom, like you said, Tina, and realizing that I couldn't stay there. Being a teenage mom, I carried so much fear, fear of failing my child, my firstborn, my baby girl. Fear of not being enough, and fear of not knowing what the future might look like. I tried to cope in unhealthy ways, numbing the pain instead of facing it. But after surviving a car accident, I knew life was too precious to keep wasting. My babies needed me, not half of me, not a broken me. Just being fully present for them. And that moment kind of woke something up in me.
Yes.
You know, inspired me to turn my pain into purpose. It inspired me to stop just surviving and to start creating a life, worth living, and for myself and for others who might be walking through their own storms.
Yeah. And that's what life is about, right? Like, and then, you know, the levels that you've really manifested for yourself as well, from starting from that side and then continuing to say, I'm not going to let this kind of be your life. Mm-hmm. You decided I'm going to venture and do something different. And what was the turning point like for you, Dangi, when you were like, okay, I got to step out of this scene that you're always in? Like, how was it like? Because, you know, for our listeners out there, when you're going through something, we really don't know how someone is going through something, And like, what are the cues? How do you know someone's going through something? Is it the face? Is it how they, you know, respond? Is it the way they talk? And how was it like for you, Dangi, to know that this is a turning point that I need to make a decision in my life to be like, okay, I got to change my ways for the better? How was that for you?
Yeah. So I come from a very strong Cook Island culture, where family, faith, and community are at the heart of everything. So growing up in a small village, I learned the value of connection, how we don't just live for ourselves, but for the people around us. It taught me that my culture carries strength.
Yes.
The joy. Ooh. The resilience. And that reminds me that we're never truly alone in this journey.
Mm.
And even through my darkest times, I held on to that. You know, just being a Polynesian mum was part of who I am.
Yes.
It grounded me, it carried me, and it gave me the courage to share my story here today so other Pacific women can see that healing, growth, and freedom are possible for them too. My children are my biggest inspiration. Every time I thought I couldn't go on, they were the reason I got up. They're my motivation to break cycles and just to choose differently, and to show them what's possible if you don't give up. Like, my late sister also inspires me.
Got this, Rangi.
Yeah, losing her taught me that life is fragile, but it also reminded me to live with purpose.
I love that. You know, I love that you have that strength from your family as well. And it means a lot because you've become who you are, Rangi, you know, through your resilience and through your strength. And I love that. You know, that's a superpower. And I feel like I feel like in this community, and even in society, we would say, is we try to hide that, you know? We try to put like a facade of I'm okay. But the way that you've kind of dealt with how you be resilient in life is your sister is your story, you know, and that carries your resilience. Your children are your resilience. And you're always on TikTok, you're on Instagram, and you're sharing light. You know, you're spreading and glorifying that love and light into you, and also spreading it to the community and saying, hey, you don't need to be in a dark space. You can also be resilient and be free. Yeah. And is that how you carry, you know, your mana, but also to also cope as well, like through your journey is, you know, hey, I'm not going to stay in this position and I'm not going to stay in this type of light. I'm going to be free, you know, and I'm going to break that resilience and become who I want to be. And how has that been for you as well, Dangi? Is you've seen what it's like to be in that space, and what was your breakthrough moment and how did you elevate yourself to the next step?
So honoring my sister, her passing showed me how to honor joy, even in pain. My mother, who is also fighting cancer as well, she inspires me with her strength and her faith. She showed me what true courage looks like. And so between them, I am constantly reminded that love and resilience are the most powerful forces that we have.
Yeah.
Like my journey has been filled with challenges, becoming a teenage mom, struggling with identity, numbing pain with alcohol, grief, and health battles.
Yes.
Like the weight of it all sometimes made me feel like I was drowning.
Yeah.
But the hardest challenge was learning to forgive myself.
Mm-hmm.
Learning to let go of the guilt that I carried for so many years, and just allowing myself to start fresh.
Yeah.
Healing didn't happen overnight. It was messy. It was painful, and it took a lot of honesty to be with myself.
Yep.
Like, but those challenges built me, and they taught me to be resilient. They taught me compassion, and they gave me the strength to stand here today or sit here today with you, Tina, and share my story with others.
Love that.
Who might feel like they're too far gone, like you're never too far gone. And yeah, so for me, I'm so happy you asked me to be on the show, like be about you. For me, being about me means choosing to rise.
Yes.
Even when life tries to pull you down.
Love that.
It means showing up for myself every day, even in small ways, through discipline, through faith, and just through creating a vision for my future.
Mm.
It means honoring my healing journey. Embracing my culture.
Yes! Go queen!
Just refusing to stay in the cycles that once held me back. And I don't always get it perfect, but I've learned it's not about perfection. It's about presence. And being about me is about holding on to hope.
Yes.
Choosing joy. And reminding myself that my story isn't finished yet, and the best chapters are still to come.
Oh, there were like, I think, 50 gems that you dropped right there. And, you know, I'm all about a queen that knows what she wants and how she delivers her purpose. And, you know, for yourself, Rangi, I really love the fact that, you know, you were in a position that you couldn't change, and you chose you, you know? You got up, you persevered, you found that resilience, and being an entrepreneur now, you're really gravitating to that success. Like, I want that. I know I can get that, and I'm going to get that. And for yourself, sis, how has that been, venturing into this, you know, scene of entrepreneurs, travel, but also now that you're, you know, sending your products overseas and people are gravitating to that success as well. How has that been for you, Queen?
Yeah, it's been an amazing journey. And just picking up from feeling really low in that part of my life, like losing my sister, discovering mum is also unwell, and just, yeah, putting myself and reminding myself that life doesn't always have to be this way. I can choose joy over pain.
Yay!
So I started to rebuild my business because I knew that the products work. Mm. They were amazing. Like, they gave me some kind of freedom. It also showed me that I could glow and grow from the inside out. And I started to take them again. And because of all the testimonies I share all over my platforms,
yes,
encourage other women like myself, our Pacific community. And that's the main reason why I restarted the business, because I wanted everyone to thrive, not just to feel that they can't have this life and that they are going to remain where they are. So it's been an amazing journey, sister. Thank you.
I love that. And with this beautiful venture and business that you currently are having and doing, how has that been? What do you want the public to know about this amazing opportunity that you receive, God-given blessing, that you are now sharing with the community and the world, to be honest?
Yes, Tina, thank you so much. But yes, this venture into this business. You know, as a busy Pacific mom of two, I know what it feels like to be stuck in the daily grind, you know, always tired, always overwhelmed, and I'm unsure if there's a way out. And that's why my goal for 2025 is to create a supportive community for Pacific moms, like a space where we can break free from the 9-to-5 grind, build income on our own terms, and just really prioritize our well-being and happiness. Like, I wanted to empower our moms to heal, to grow, to thrive, and just to create a brighter future for themselves and their families.
I love that. I love that. And, you know, I've been seeing online as well. Mm-hmm. I do my research. I make sure I got the facts.
Yeah.
And what I love seeing about your platforms is you connect and unify your family. And then now you are connecting other families to unify with their families. And I feel like that's beautiful because that's why we're using platforms. Sometimes people use platforms, you know, to share how beautiful, stunning, I get it, you got it. But you really utilize your platform to show how, you know, mental well-being is super important, but also choosing your success to be who you've become is majorly important. You know, people need to see that affirmation every single day. And you always got a quote in your note. I love that. I love that about you, Rangi, because you're choosing, you know, you're choosing to be positive and add that, like, even though you're feeling some type of way, you're choosing to be that. And that's one thing I see with you, Rangi, is even though you have these challenges and these barriers and things that have happened in your life, you choose, you know? And I see that quote. It's like, you know how you have this day, you've got a nice rainy, you've got a rainy day and you've got a summery day, but you choose to have a summery day, even though you're feeling a little bit rainy. And how, you know, for those that are tuning in and for everyone that's listening to this amazing story of resilience, what is it about that, Rangi, that makes you become like, okay, I know I got these challenges, I know I'm going through this, but what makes you as a person, as a woman, as a mother, as an entrepreneur, what's your drive behind that? What inspires you to be, I need to choose this path or else, you know?
So for years, I did carry a lot of pain I didn't know how to face. You know, I lost myself in the chaos and just tried to numb the pain in ways that didn't help. Not because I didn't care, but because I was trying to quiet the hurt inside of me. So to me, that wasn't healing.
Right.
I was just surviving day by day. So the rock bottom moment that changed everything for me wasn't something I could predict. It was in the middle of feeling lost, broken and afraid that I finally reached the point where I knew I had to do something different. That's when God found me. I clung on to His grace, His lifeline, and begin to take the small steps towards healing. So faith has become my anchor. I started slowly taking it step by step. I learned to forgive myself, you know, just to accept where I was and just take one day at a time. And it wasn't easy, but every step forward mattered to me. And
love that. That's so good. It's so inspiring to hear. And I feel like in everyday life that we do things, sometimes we put on a facade or a face. Even coming into the studio of radio, it's like, oh, we got to put our good face on. We got to put our beautiful dress on. A katu and look amazing. But we forget that to take it easy on ourselves, eh? And Rangi, I get that beautiful aura from you is like, you have learned the way of taking it easy and really just stop being fake. You know, stop being fake. And even with me, I've got so many things that are going on with my life right now. And I could easily just, you know, got on the face, and I even got a message right now. Mima's tuning in, and she knows exactly right now. Shout out to the sis Mima that's tuning in right now. We go through so many challenges, but we have individuals like yourself, but especially like Mima, who keep it real, you know, and let us know you can't fake in this world.
Yeah.
You can't even, this platform, we can't just, the reality is we have so many challenges that we're going through every single day that people aren't aware of. And I feel like for us to better that, we've got to utilize who we're surrounding, who we're surrounding ourselves with, who's connected. And for yourself as well, Rangi, you know, when you reached out about, oh, I really want to share the story about, you know, how you're manifesting your success and what you do and the challenges that you're coming. It's like, what's the point? You know, and it comes to that reality. It's like, what's the point of us sharing these stories? And I feel like if it's inspiring others, if it's inspiring us to do better, connecting better, if it's us really tapping into our own selves to heal, to face those challenges. And one quote, and I'm going to say this right now, is that I really kind of hold on to, is face those demons. Because that's what connecting with this, like Mima, or even connecting with you as well, Rangi, we tend to hide it, eh? And put a facade. And but when you're actually just like owning it, stepping into it and be like, okay, I got to do this, I got to do that, I got to own up to it. It's like you feel more resilient after that and just like, why was I, you know, why was I trying to project like that I was A-okay? But when you kind of like own it and say, I got to go through this and I have to do it, not for myself, but for my family. Is that how you feel sometimes, Rangi? Because that's an aura I'm getting from you. It's like, oh, I've got, you know, you told me you were brushing hair, you had to Uber, you had to
do that.
And, you know, for you to finally feel free and just like, oh, yay, I can actually choose me, do this and not really put a facade like I am A-okay. I'm not A-okay. Yeah. I'm trying to balance everything. And how's that in your life right now as well, sis?
Sorry, that's just a phone call from my hubby.
Yes, hubby is on the phone. Hey, he is tuning in right now as well. How cool is that? But I just love that about what you're doing, sis, because we sometimes, not sometimes, I see it every day in society, we tend to just, we have this face, a face at the back of us, a face in front of us, and you know, everyone wears different hats, but the purpose of this Be About It show is being about it. And how do you be about it? For my final question as well, Mima. I mean, sorry, Mima. Got Mima in my brain. She's sitting in Rangi. How are you being about it for you to really share out to the community?
So I would say it's okay to feel overwhelmed. It doesn't mean you're failing. Start small. Focus on small steps at a time. Even when you have minutes for yourself, each day a small act of self-care or a tiny shift towards your goals can make a huge difference, I feel sometimes. I'm someone who doesn't want to compare my journey to anyone else because everyone's journey is different.
It's different,
right? You know, the healing, the growth, and building a life of purpose. I just feel everyone's personal, their own personal journeys. And I feel that that's the key to keep moving forward, even if it's just a small step each day. Someone asked me earlier on today, like, how can they start prioritizing their well-being and personal growth? I just said to her, well, something I've started is I started by carving out time for myself, even if it feels impossible. I was listening to my body, you know, my mind and my heart. And then that's why I made the choice to invest in things that make me feel good, from physical health to personal development. And I'm just surrounding myself with supportive people, like who lift you up, not bring you down. And also, I've considered exploring opportunities that allow me to create income freedom, like side hustles or businesses. And so you're not just trapped in a cycle that drains your energy. So I said to my friend, you know, if you prioritize your growth and your well-being, what that looks like is, it's not selfish.
Right.
I was someone who always felt like if I was putting my needs before everyone else, I was selfish. But just working on my self-development and my personal growth, I've learned that that's not selfish. It's necessary, like for you, for your children, and for your family's future. And yeah, that's something.
I love it. Rangi, I love it. It's real chat.
Yeah.
This is not just saying, for those that are tuning in right now on the Be About It show, we're not putting on a face. I think that's the thing I'm taking away from you, Rangi, is you're really just being real right now, and you're really just owning everything that you're going through in your journey. One thing that I like to do is, what am I learning off someone that's speaking to me? And one thing from this kōrero, this talanoa that we're having, is you have really learned to prioritize you, you know, and besides everything that's going on. And I have learned how to say no. I'm just picking up the gems that you're dropping in this conversation, sis, and I really appreciate it. I feel like there's a lot that we tend to take on, but we should learn to take it easy on ourselves as well, but prioritize that strength to know it's okay to not please every little single thing. And I am beyond proud of you. Like,
thank you.
Go, Rangi, go. And before we wrap up for today, big thank you for those that are tuning in right now. Shout out to Mima and the crew that are tuning in right now. She does beautiful mahi, and also for our beautiful guest, Rangi. You know, you do so much. And follow Rangi as well. Yeah. On which platforms, Rangi?
Facebook.
Instagram.
Just started TikTok.
And the name of your supplements and products that you're sharing out to the community?
It's called Meta Supplements. What that does is targets gut health. I also promote a healthy sachet drinks. They're called New Biome. That helps the bloat. It is something that I...
The bloat is bloating.
Yeah. That's something I love to take daily, but we do have, or I do, and the company does have over 250 different ranges in our products. So,
if you are wanting one of those to get the bloat away, take the bloat away and live your best life. I have got Rangi's story on the Be About a Show link. Also, if you've got any questions as well, flick it through onto us via our email address, ebmartistry1@gmail.com. And also, I will pass on your details to our special guest here, Rangi, who will be joining us throughout the year again about her journey. And I will add her links via her podcast on our Facebook page and our Instagram page as well throughout the week, and also on our stories. But for us to you all, community, if you are out there, the gems that we have learned from our special guest today, Rangi, is prioritize you. Take time for you. Rangi, what are some other dreams that you dropped throughout the session today?
So for anyone who's listening, or you feel stuck, overwhelmed, or lost, like, just know that you're not alone. Even in the darkest seasons, there is hope, light and purpose waiting for you. Take things one breath, one prayer, one step at a time. Healing is possible.
Right.
Growth is possible, and a life full of joy, freedom, and purpose is just waiting on the other side of your struggle.
Love it. We are 1 minute away from the next track that will be coming through, but thank you for tuning in for the Be About It show. You all have a beautiful day, and make sure you stay sparkly, stay smiling, and enjoy. Ka kite.
Ka kite.
I'm an angel of mercy. Won't you please look down?